Hungry for Sport, the latest in the world of tennis with Brett Phillips.
And if tennis is being played anywhere in the world, Brett Phillips will be there. G'day, Brett.
G'day, KB. Yes, all eyes on Miami this week. Yeah, beautiful Miami, not too far away from the famous South Beach.
Yes, and we've got Bernard Tomic, of course, in that tournament, and also James Duckworth. And also we've got a young Australian resident who I think is becoming a citizen very, very shortly, has caused a massive upset.
Yeah, Daria Gavrilova. I'll touch on her in just a moment, KB, but Bernard Tomic is live on court at the moment. If you're a tennis fan, ESPN broadcasting on the second court, the grandstand court, and he should be back in the locker room. He is... conceded 5 match points, led Thomas Burdick, who he'd never defeated before, the top 10 player, 0-3 going in Tomic. They met at the Australian Open, lost in straight sets. He led Burdick 7-6-5-2, 5 match points, and basically it's gone pear-shaped, KB. It's not pretty to watch, a bit of a train wreck like Rafael Nadal about an hour ago. It's Burdick now leading 3 games to love in the third after coming back to win the second set tiebreaker. He looks like he's hampered a little bit here. There was some doubt Tomic was even going to play with that lower back injury, had the wisdom tooth out. I think he went straight to the dentist at Miami, and he's been accused a bit of waving the white flag, and you know, we're just wanting to dig in here, but he's putting up a pretty lame performance, if I can be brutally honest, in this third and deciding set.
So when he had the 5 match points, was he serving or receiving?
No, serving at the time.
Serving?
He was certainly in the box seat, but look, Burdick is he's a great stroke maker. He's always been short of the absolute top guns. He's going all out this year, not playing Davis Cup. Thomas, he, at 29, wants to try and win that elusive Grand Slam, but he's never been able to really take it up to Nadal, Djokovic and Federer. He's got a shocking head-to-head record with all three of those, so... Yeah, we know what we're going to get with Thomas, but we also know what we're going to get with Bernard Tomic. It's been a good year for Tomic, a lot of steel, but right now he's got to dig deep. He's 40-30 on his serve, trying to stay alive, trailing 3-love in his third set.
So what happened to Rafa?
Well, look, it's a bit of a concern, and our last show, the first serve for the summer yesterday, Charlotte James, who co-hosts with me, and I respect Charlotte, she's well-travelled, covered the sport for so many years, she... said on the show that Rafael Nadal won't win another major, including the French, where he's been so dominant. And look, he was well off today. His fellow countryman, good mate Fernando Verdasco, defeated him, and he lost in Indian Wells in the quarters last week. He'll appreciate now going to the clay, which starts in Monte Carlo in a couple of weeks, KB, and get back on his favourite surface. But he is he's making more unforced errors than we're accustomed to, and that forehand, that big topspin forehand today was so short that Verdasco was able to hit almost double the amount of winners off his racket. So, yeah, a bit of concern from Nadal, who's just not firing at the moment.
Okay, well, tell us about this young girl who wants to become an Australian citizen.
Well, she's a little pocket rocket. There's not much of her, and I've watched her in the back blocks of Melbourne Park in you know, the Australian Open wildcard, qualies. She goes out with Luke Saville, a young up-and-coming yeah. Australian tennis player. They met on the tour. She moved to Australia, fell in love, as everyone does, KB, who comes from the other side of the world. She was world number one junior. She had a knee reconstruction about 18 months ago, spent a lot of time off the tour, dipped down to about the 300s, and now she's inside the top 100. And this girl, bit of that Russian blood in her, that she's soon going to be a full-on Australian when she gets her citizenship. She's just a great competitor, and her victory over Sharapova was testament to that. So she's now got Karolina Pliskova, who's a very good up-and-coming Czech player who's on the cusp of the top 20. They'll play in the fourth round tomorrow morning, and Daria will move somewhere in the 70s or 80s in the rankings, okay. As will James Duckworth, as you mentioned. He'll be up around 80 in the world after winning a round in Miami. So, yeah, some good signs for their young Australian tennis players.
James Duckworth won a round, so that'll help his world ranking. And also Sam Stosur, we've got to add, lost in the third round of Venus Williams. I saw that.
Yeah, typical scoreline for Sam, 6-4, 7-6, and that's where she's... at right now, KB. In these big tournaments, it's around that third or fourth round. She just can't seem to get past. Although, full credit to Venus Williams at 34. Her renaissance in the last 12 months is there for everyone to see. She is pretty inspired, Venus, and we thought she was probably done and dusted, and she's playing some good tennis.
And just finally, off the SMS, says, ask Brett about Fev playing at his local club this season.
Yes, Brendan Favola, KB. Well, I do look after the Sandown Cobras Footy Club and the Southern Footy League. We've signed the Big Feb. I know he's doing some good stuff with SCN. Saturday, May the 2nd. So get down to Edinburgh Reserve in Springvale North, and Feb is going to pack it out, and we're just going to clear the 50 for the big man, KB.
Brett, we'll hope that maybe there's a bit of fight left in Bernard Tomic, but certainly we'll follow Daria Gavrilova and after a great win over Sharapova and see how far she can go in this tournament as well. Always great to catch up, Brett. Tennis from right around the world.
Thank you, KB.